Right on.
Hi, everybody. My name is Bobby. I'm an alcoholic.
Hiya, Bobby.
I want to thank Zee for asking to speak tonight. He just called me yesterday out of the blue at work. I've learned today that if somebody asks me to come speak, what else was I going to do today? I've got a PlayStation 4. I just picked up and I'm going to play that instead. But that's no, absolutely not, right? So, I want to say first and foremost is I hope everybody in this room gets excited for AA, because I know it excites me. The truth is miracles happen here, right? The fact that anybody here that's even a day sober for 20 years or 20 days, it's a miracle, right? Because the fact is I couldn't even stay sober for 20 minutes at some time, right? I couldn't stay sober no matter what I tried to do. And I know, for the alcoholic, it's a struggle. We absolutely cannot stay sober, right? And it's a mess. And the fact that all of us here today are sober is an absolute miracle, right? And I never thought that I'd get be standing up in the podium sharing about my story, but here I am. I guess I'll tell you guys a bit about my background. I'm originally from Calgary. I have a couple stepbrothers and a sister, and I was always the problem child. Always a mess, getting arrested all the time. Moved around a bit. My mom kicked me out. I had to live with my dad for a while. Took advantage of that. Got actually kicked out of Calgary and lived in Open Folks for a bit. But then once I started meeting and anything I could do to get myself in trouble, I was always about it, right? But I didn't start getting into, partying or whatever until I was about, grade 9 or something. And once I did, I just didn't want to stop. That's the only thing I could ever think about, no matter what was happening in school. I couldn't even go to a class if I was sober, right? All I could think about is either, I couldn't stay sober. Absolutely not, right? I was always thinking about it all the time, right? Things started going downhill really fast. I was never really happy, right? Relationships, any relationship I was in was an absolute mess. I don't know if you've met any alcoholic that was in active alcoholism with a successful relationship, but mine definitely weren't. But I ended up things just slowly started getting worse. I remember after high school, my dad left me alone in my apartment in Oak Coast, and I went to deep depression because I ran out of money, couldn't afford anything, couldn't afford to get drunk, and that's just sitting. And if I knew then this malady that we suffer from all the time and always stuck in my head, every day I'd be staring at a black TV screen. I was miserable, just so depressed, and I couldn't do anything about it. Anytime I tried to get a job, couldn't get a job. I could never move forward at all. It was horrible. But I had no clue what I was up against. I didn't have an idea, right? I ended up, moving back to Calgary, and things just slowly started getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I don't have to get into too many details, so it's all kind of the same thing, right? But I ended up, every single business opportunity that came up to me, right, was, really good at, construction or whatever, and I got an opportunity to run my boss's company, and of course I blew the shifts, right? Didn't show up, didn't get the company, and then I come home, and this was my last line of defense. I was staying at my mom's place again, and there's garbage bags, and I was here's my stuff, I lost my job, I'm out of the house, great. I lived this girl at the time, and I remember this is when I started thinking about there's gotta be a way to stop this. And I remember I called a treatment center or something in Calgary, and they're okay, well, stay sober for 30 days and keep calling us. I was that's how am I supposed to stay sober for 30 days, right? It doesn't make sense, If I could stay sober for 30 days, I probably wouldn't be calling you, right? But I went on some crazy bender and ended up in Vancouver, and I guess I live here now, right? That's how I ended up here. But I was living in the car, and things were just a mess, right? I could at least hold a job, but I did not know what was wrong with me. I couldn't stay happy. nothing got better, right? But I did end up meeting a guy at my job that explained to me something about like being powerless, right? And I heard this guy was like some crazy guy before, and now his favorite like activities are like gardening and his kids, and I was like, well, that's amazing. But I looked up at this guy because he was a great carpenter, right? And he explained to me a bit about like being powerless, and I used that as an excuse for about a year because, again, I didn't understand it. And then ended up going to treatment about a year later. You know, I called him and asked for help, but treatment didn't keep me sober either, right? You know, I started coming to AA, and like you guys started giving me hope, right? Like, to see people happy, that like people are sober, doesn't make sense to me how they can stay sober, because you know, when we start thinking about like, staying sober for more than a day, it seems crazy at the beginning. That's nuts. Like, how can I part or picture life without drinking? It doesn't make any sense. But you guys gave me hope because you guys were happy, right? And so I fell in love with AA. I just did not understand anything, right? I got out of treatment and went back out drinking. Like, it took me about a month, but I was miserable still. I was just angry, blaming the girl I was with for everything. Blaming everybody, right? Always blaming every other person except for myself, right? But, you know, things, again, whatever, went back out drinking and thought that, you know, I was out for a while. I knew that the solution was in the steps, right? I knew that, like, didn't want to go back to treatment, but I knew no matter what, I have to do the steps and I'll get sober, right? Again, did the steps with the same guy, went back out drinking 6 months later. Again, didn't understand anything. But, like, what I learned is, you know, slowly I came back and I was miserable again, right? I was sober, started doing the steps, somehow stayed sober after meeting the guy, and I was working 10-hour shifts every day. I was going to meetings every single day because I just didn't want to go back on drinking, and I was going nuts, right? I was still always stuck in my head all the time. But I also was facing some like criminal charges from like 5 years ago that just came up and bit me in the ass, basically, right? But I was like, what am I gonna do other than make the best of this scenario, right? So I had a lot of things going on, but every day I'd be going to work and I'd be freaking out at my friend, and then I'd be trying to make amends, and I couldn't make amends because I didn't understand how to do it. And I like broke down, you know. I broke down about 2 months later, and finally though, I went to this meeting and I met this guy, and he told me something about like, yeah, I can help you with the steps in like in 12 hours or something. I was like, that's ridiculous, but okay. I asked him, like, I was in the middle of a step four, and it was like this big again, because I always think thorough means I gotta do the biggest thing I can, right? Right, every single little thing. But then I'd go out and get another resentment again as soon as I'm done with step five, because I don't understand why I'm getting resentments. I didn't understand anything still. I didn't even know what the problem was, right? But I met this guy and I started doing these steps, and things slowly started making more sense, like quickly. Like I didn't want to live like this at all anymore, so I talked to him right away. I said I was gonna wake up at 5 a.m. and start right away, thinking I'm going through 12 steps in 12 hours one day, let's do it, right? Wake up, do the steps 1, 2, and 3, takes me an hour. Wow. Started understanding a lot more than I could have ever understood before. Did my step four right away? Sweet. Call him. He's like on this mountain hiking, and he's screaming. People calling him to quiet down and whatever. But he's like, okay, I'll see you Friday, right? And whatever happened, you know, I went through the steps, and things started changing really fast. Right, I started to learn about these steps, and that's more kind of what I want to talk about is because this is what's changed my life, right? Like today, I've got a fantastic life, you know. I even went through, like after I finished these steps, I was about, you know, just over 2 months sober. I ended up, instead of going to jail for like 3 years, I ended up getting an 18-month sentence, which was 6 months house arrest, 6 months curfew, and 6 months conditions in sobriety, right? And something that would have just destroyed me, right? If I didn't know how to live this, I would have been going nuts, and I would have ended up back in jail for sure. Or for sure, like, that's not even 99%, it's 100%. But, like, what I started to learn is how this stuff really, like, how we really need to apply in our life. And I started helping people
with it right away, right?
Sure. As soon as I started the house arrest, I started getting miserable. I was like stuck in my head again and like, geez, what's going on? What am I missing here? But I started studying this every single day and started giving it to people right away. Even if I have to do it over the phone, whatever I can do, right? But this is like a bit of like what I learned, and like it's, the thing is, I'm always stuck in my head, so I didn't know that the problem, like I always thought the problem was the drinking or the drugs or whatever, and I used to blame all of that, right? But if I could stop drinking, then I'd be fine. But I wasn't, because I was stuck with the problem still, right? And you know that, like, I wake up, okay, after a good night of drinking, I've got all that guilt, all that shame, and then I start, and I'm unhappy all the time, right? And then I start getting stuck in my head again, and we got that obsession, right? And this thought goes over all others, and it's this thought. And I get this idea, this crazy idea, that I can control and enjoy my drinking, right? You know what? Maybe I'll get a six pack, and I'm gonna make it to work tomorrow, but I can't, because as soon as I start drinking, I just can't stop. And I can't stop, right? I can't control it, and I just want more. And what are you supposed to do for a guy that just wants more and more and more and more? And then, but wants to stop living like this, right? Because as soon as I wake up the next morning, I'm stuck in that. And we talk about it as a spiritual malady, right? Because I'm sick in that spirit and that mind and that body. And I wake up in the morning and I'm spiritually sick all the time. I'm always unhappy. I'm always restless, and I'm always irritable, and I'm always discontent. And this is something that's going to tell me, it's kind of a warning, right? Like even today, if I'm feeling restless, irritable, discontent, I better do something quick, because that's a warning that I'm going to drink, right? Mm-hmm. That happens before my problem, right? And before, you know, thinking the problem is the drinking and the drugs, it's not, because it says that the main problem of the alcoholic centers in his mind rather than his body. Mm-hmm. And I got this idea that I'm going to control and enjoy my drinking all the time. And what the persistence of this illusion, right, is astonishing, in that I'm going to chase it into the gates of insanity of death, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the truth, if I don't get out of this. But so my problem is my thinking, and I can't trust my thinking regardless, right? If I'm in my head, I'm going to tell myself I'm not good enough. I'm going to tell myself you're not good enough. I'm going to tell myself a bunch of ridiculous stuff, but they're lies, right? You know, Dr. Silkberg, he talks about, like, we can't differentiate the truth from the false, right? The false being that's in our head and our thinking, and the truth that's coming from here. Like, I know, like, not any of us, not myself, can say that my heart has ever lied to me. It always tells me what's right, but I just don't listen to it. I listen to this. I always listen to this, right? We always knew what was wrong. My heart always told me not to drink, but my head was telling me yes. So I could never differentiate that truth from the false, right? But the truth is, I can't trust my thinking regardless. But, like, if I can't quit on my own will, and I can't control my drinking, then I'm probably suffering from an illness that only a spiritual solution will fix, right? So I can't fix the problem with the problem, right? And they talk about it in the big book, and they say that deep down inside every man, woman, and child is a fundamental idea of God, right? And sometimes I hear people don't like to talk about God in these rooms, and I don't care what God is to you, but it doesn't matter. It matters where God is, and it says deep down inside every man, woman, child is a fundamental idea of God. And the central fact of our lives today is the absolute certainty that the Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a way which is indeed miraculous. So I actually had the solution inside of me the whole time, right? The whole time, but I was just listening to this. And that's why, like, today, like, I actually have to make that decision to turn, like, my thinking, my decisions, and my actions over to my heart. And I got to listen to that heart every single day, right? Because if the solution in here is God, then I might as well be listening to it. And if I'm living in my heart, I'm living in that God's will, right? But as soon as I start listening to this again, it's a mess. And then that spiritual malady comes back, and I'm miserable again, and then I start thinking about drinking again. And this is why we got to live this every single day. But even just knowing, like, where the solution is, and knowing that I have to live in my heart, and that I have God in my heart, it's not good enough, right? Like, sure, I've got this faith too, right? We have to have faith all the time that we're going to be okay, regardless, because I don't know how many bad days we've gone through, and things, like, I'm still standing here today with, like, you know, smile and a little bounce on them, but like, that's the truth. You know, things are always okay. Like, sure, I went through house arrest, but everything was okay. Every single day I was sometimes so happy, it was incredible, mm-hmm. right? It was some of the best times of my life, right? But I need to know that I'm gonna be okay. The reason I have to get through the rest of the blur is because I might get like, say a resentment, right? Or some other person. I might blame you, right? I'm gonna blame you and then I'm gonna react to you, right? I'm gonna judge you, and that's gonna get me out of my heart, back into my head, and then I'm probably gonna go back out drinking again because I'm miserable again. I'm not living in the solution, right? And this is why, like, today, I gotta look at these things and, like, the blocks that are blocking me from my heart, and those, like, come out as, like, our defects and our reactions, right? But, like, this is why we gotta do that for. And then in the five, like, you know, I've done fives and thought that, okay, I'm gonna be fine now, but sure, the next day, yeah, I'm getting resentment because I don't understand that it has nothing to do with those other people, places, or things. It's how I've been blaming everybody my whole life because I'm selfish, I'm dishonest, I'm self-seeking, and frightened, which are mistakes. I'm always blaming others, and then it's the way that I react, right? How was I always reacting to people, right? And this is what always, like, knowing that it has to do with me, I can't blame anybody anymore, right? It doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense because these are all my own makings, right? And it makes no sense for me, like today, I can't blame any of you. And I can't start resenting you because I know it has to do with me, right? And I gotta look at myself and how am I reacting, right? And these are the things that, like, I started slowly learning how to apply in my life and knew that, like, if I can apply these things and they're gonna make my life better, why would I not wanna do this every day? Every single day, right? Like, going through, you know, like, got like the fears, right? And like fears, I used to try to just pray it away. Never worked, right? But it says that like we have to ask God to remove our fear and then direct our attention to what He may have us to be. So we gotta direct our attention towards like some sort of action, right? How am I gonna remove my fear without some sort of action? And that's why I actually have to pray and ask for help and then remove this thing, right? And get into these solutions daily. But like I can get into the rest of those, but like what's important is those reactions, right? And that's like, that's what brings me into my six, right? I look at how I was reacting every single day. And like, of course, like, I don't want to be living in that anymore. Now I, like, think and I actually know about my defects, right? I don't want to be living in those defects anymore. So, you know what? Like, I need to ask for God's help. I need God's help, but with a new action, like, we can remove those defects, right? And that's, like, living in step seven. Instead of judging you all the time, you know, I'm actually going to try to be understanding. I actually have to consciously try to be understanding, but God will help with that, right? That's why we got that step seven prayer every single day, right? I need to ask for help. And like step seven, I love step seven because it's an action step, right? Like we need to apply these actions. And like the best way of like reactions is like react with love, like all the time. If we're reacting with love all the time, I can't see myself ever causing harm if I'm going to react with love towards anybody, right? But like, the truth is, like, these steps have given me, like, such an amazing way to live. And, you know, I started working with people when I was about, like, as soon as I started house arrest. So, like, two and a half months sober. And, like, since then, I've, like, that's my experience. Like, I've taken a lot of people through the steps. And mm-hmm. I'm really happy today. Like, I love it. You know, like, it's not hard. Like, you know, I've got a way that, like, was shown to me by my sponsor that we can just make it crystal clear in 12 hours, and I can work with multiple people like all the time. And why would I want to stop? You know, something that was so freely given to me, why would I not want to give it away? Right? To see like an alcoholic come from like the worst life ever, absolutely miserable, right? Just like ready to die. To see them build their life back up, become happy, and then help somebody else out, it's like that just like floors me. Right, to see someone get just on fire with the steps as like myself or like some people I know and just see them like thrive, that's amazing. And then see them take another person through and help them out, it's crazy, right? Like, why would we not want to live this? And that's like, that's something I just know that I've got to continue to do daily, right? Like, you know, today I've got a life that like I don't want to throw away. And sure, like I won't say like I'm human, right? Like, I'm not happy all the time. But when things do happen, I've got solutions to pull myself out of it, right? And that's always through the steps. There's always something through those steps that will help them, no matter what. So, I don't know. I mean, Alcoholics Anonymous has given me like a life that like I can't explain, right? I mean, financially and stuff, sure, things are like all right because I'm sober. I mean, you can't complain about that, but like, what's more important is that I'm happy inside, right? I used to be so angry. I was miserable. I was a criminal. I just was not a good person, right? I never thought that I'd be happy today. I've got like little business cards with like hearts on them and stuff, you know, I'm like holding my hand like this, like offering to take people through the steps, right? Like, that's amazing, right? You know, I'll post things on Facebook, don't care what like people from like my past or whatever think about me, because I know I'm a loving person now. It doesn't matter to me, right? I learned how to like truly love myself, which was the most important thing that I could do, because like these steps, like in my life today, like sobriety is number one, the steps, and loving myself. That's it, right? I have to have these steps, and of course God is in there. That's in the steps. That's in loving myself, right? That's in staying sober. Because if I don't stay sober, all my morals go out the window. Everything goes out the window. Like I know from my experience, when I'm going back out, I'm not going to bounce back in a day, right? Like, and people like die out there, right? But it's just like, so important that I gotta remind myself how grateful I can be every single day, right? We gotta like wake up in the morning and be proud of ourselves for like the accomplishments we've made. Even like a couple weeks in sobriety, a couple days, a day, who cares? Like be proud of yourself, right? Like remind yourself how good life actually is, because I don't care what's going on in your life, regardless, like we are gonna be okay, right? That's the truth. But I guess thanks for asking me to share, and that's it.
Right on.
At this time, we'll pass the inside contribution.